Good afternoon, everyone. It's Saturday, the 15th of November, 2014. Afraid this might be a bit of a rant, which I'd try not to do, but I had a letter yesterday from HMRC to say that they had overpaid me by the grand total of £1,195. And if I didn't make an arrangement to pay in instalments, it needed to be paid by the 3rd of December. So they gave me precisely 3 weeks. Anyway, I tried to contact them. All their systems were down. I was very upset. I cried a lot because I didn't understand what I'd done wrong. I didn't think I hadn't done anything wrong. I haven't really done anything wrong. So today, I just called them. For once, I got someone really nice on the helpline, and she told me that the reason I had to pay it back was because I did not fill in a tax return or something. I'm not exactly sure what it was. It should have been returned by the 25th of May, and I said, well, I would not deliberately ignore something like that, and I told her I can't see. And I don't always get my mail read straight away, which is true, even though I live with three other people, you know. I don't have any kind of... Well, they don't know about stuff like that anyway. I don't have any KNFB reader or... I can't afford stuff like that. I know there are free things, but to be honest, I've never thought of it. And they do send me out it on a CD, but... My computer that I've got now doesn't have a CD drive, and I don't have a CD player. So I've run up against a bit of a problem. Anyway, I said, well, what didn't they send? Don't they send out reminders? I said, well, there's a possibility I didn't even receive it. I said, I'm not saying that. She said, well, they were definitely sent out. I said, yes, well, I'm not saying it wasn't. Of course it was sent out. But, you know, things do go missing. I said, do they not follow it up with a reminder? No, they don't. They send out a text message. Well, I don't know if they've even got my mobile number, but I certainly didn't get a text message from them. So, therefore, I have to pay it all back. Probably. She is going to try and go down the route of I said, is there no leeway? You know, I said, it's going to be very difficult for me to pay that back. I mean, she said they've got very strict rules, which is understandable. But, you know, surely, I'm not meaning to play the blind card, but actually it is true. You can miss things in the post, even when you live with someone who can see. Because, as I say, they say, oh, there's something for you there. And, you know, you might put it aside and not open it. And, you know, if you went down to the post and picked it up yourself, you'd just open it and read it. That's what I said to her. But when someone else has got to do it, I might say, I'm in the middle of doing dialysis, or, can you do it later, put it up there and I'll look at it later, and then I might just forget, because, again, you don't see it sitting there. And that maybe sound like a weak excuse. And I said to her, look, my health is really poor, and, you know, there's no way I can go out, you know, work and pay back that debt. You know, it would literally be like £10 a month, and that's going to take me years. Anyway, she said she's going to email them and ask them if they can, you know, revoke the decision or whatever it is. Not a decision, but, you know. I think it's a bit unfair that they don't send you out on a reminder. Because there's always the possibility that you don't get it. Especially when you don't have a door number on your door. It might have been a different postman. I mean, there's all sorts of things. Anyway, I don't want to make it sit here making excuses. The fact is, I think it's a bit harsh, to be honest. And if I have to pay it, I'll pay it. But it won't be without a fight, because she said there's two routes we can go down. She can email them. She consulted with her colleague, which was the best thing to do. Or I could go straight into a dispute. She decided to do the email thing first, so she's doing that today, and we'll await the decision. If they won't revoke their decision, then I will take it to the dispute level, because I just think, you know, I said to her, my son was at college, which was the reason why I was receiving the tax credits. He isn't at college anymore. He's trying to get a job. He hasn't got a job. He's finding it hard because he's only 17. He's got no experience. which is what everywhere wants. And so I'm not getting anything for him. Excuse me. I'm getting some money from his dad, but that doesn't cover everything. You know, it doesn't. As much as I appreciate it, he'll pay for his phone plan and a bit extra and a few other things, but it doesn't pay for his daily feeding, the electricity he uses. It doesn't pay for clothes. I have to ask his dad for extra money for clothes, whereas I used to be able to give him most of this money for that, because, you know, he needs it and stuff that he needs. So, you know, life isn't a bunch of roses, and so they, you know, and yet they, now I'm being expected to pay all that back on top of having to manage without it, which has been very difficult to get used to. So we'll see what the outcome is. I'm not holding my breath, because I don't think they're a very sympathetic bunch of people who make these decisions. So anyway, I'm going to stop worrying about it for now. I was very upset when I received it. It was a terrible shock. You know, why can't it be that they've underpaid me? It never is it? So, didn't sleep very well. I was up till 2 o'clock anyway, watching Children in Need. And then I just didn't sleep. No, I wasn't really worried about that. But every time I thought of it, my heart sank. You know, when I woke up this morning, well, it was nearly afternoon by the time, because the time I got to sleep was morning, like 6:30. And when I woke up, it was nearly the afternoon. It was about, what time was it? 11:30. as soon as I thought of it, oh, it was like a stone, you know, it made my heart sink. So, anyway, at least they're open on Saturdays. Otherwise, I would have had to wait right through till Monday. So that's something to be thankful for. And at least I know what's happened now. I haven't really done anything wrong. I thought, is it this? Is it that? Is it? I don't know. I thought, is it because on Rona's course, when you apply for tax credits, they have to be in full-time education, and he was only in Monday, Tuesday and half of Wednesday. It was meant to be the whole of Wednesday, but it didn't really work out like that. So if you counted up the hours, I forget how many hours qualifies it for full-time, but because they didn't insist on the Wednesday afternoon thing, which was meant to be work experience, which they didn't get, which was really stupid, it took it slightly under that level. But on the letter that I had, that we received about his course, it's called a full-time course. I thought, is it that? Have they somehow found out the hours? Have they checked up? And, you know, I was thinking all sorts of things. But no, it's because I didn't complete a form on time. And they didn't, you know, they don't send out reminders. And I think that's really awful. The other thing is, I had an arrangement to pay my council tax monthly. I've now set up a direct debit, but I was paying it over the phone once a month on the first of the month. Now, sometimes I forget and it's the fourth or the fifth, and that's okay. Well, it's not really. They're very, very hot on payment of council tax. Now, it got to, obviously, presumably, it doesn't go against you if you don't, you know, you've got the whole of the first to pay. Now, this month, the first was a Saturday. So this is even worse. I never thought of this before. So I couldn't pay on a Saturday or a Sunday. So we got to the Monday, the 3rd. And okay, I actually rang up to pay on the 12th, because I just kept forgetting. I kept thinking, I must ring and pay my council tax. When I rang them, they had cancelled my payment and it had gone to final notice stage. And the thing about that is, they don't even let you know about that either. They don't write to you. I got a letter dated the 10th. So they'd actually put this in motion on the 10th. So they gave me actually a week, because I couldn't have paid it till the 3rd. A week late, it's gone to final notice and they cancelled the arrangement. They don't give you any leeway at all. And I think that's really off, you know. So they said, the lady said, have you ever had your arrangement broken before? And I said, no. I said, I do tend to forget, and it's sometimes a couple of days late, but this time it was quite late. Well, it was 12 days late, but given that you couldn't pay it till the 3rd, and they'd cancelled it by the 10th, that they did that within a week. So, which I didn't realise at the time, because I only got the letter yesterday. I got the letter yesterday. What was the date yesterday? The 14th, and it was dated the 10th. Which was Monday. So even when they do send out letters, they obviously send it second class. Anyway, she suggested that I set up a direct debit. I don't know why I didn't do it in the first place, to be honest, but I did that. So she said, because if the arrangement is ever broken again, which I don't do on purpose, then they won't set it up and I'll have to pay the whole year in one go. I really didn't want all that, especially now I've got this on top of it. So I set up a direct debit, but I just thought, you know, why don't they, you know, most people give you a bit longer than that before they start, you know, getting heavy. I know they have to get their debts in and their payments and everything, but it seems a bit off to go from you don't pay it to breaking the arrangement and a final notice stage. Where was the... I didn't have any other notice. Usually you get another notice. Well, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this because I pay all my bills by direct debit. Apart from that, I wasn't paying on my phone. I don't pay. I pay that manually, as it were, because I've had trouble with it, the direct debit, in the past, because it... it can vary. Well, not so much now. When Obi was in Nigeria, and also when once Ronan didn't realise he had a limit on his minutes, and he ran me up a bill of £407, and there's no way the money would have been there if I would have been paying by direct debit. So we don't usually have that now, because he's got a 5 gig data plan, which is actually quite expensive. So that's another thing, you know. His phone plan, and plus I have insurance on his phone, and I don't have it on my own because I don't think I need it. You know, if it gets stolen in the house, I've got contents insurance, but I don't know. I think it covered that covers some other things, but I'm not likely to drop it or lose it or anything. So my phone, I pay, and they don't give you much time either. If you haven't paid your bill within a week, they're on your tail saying that they're going to cut you off, I must admit. But I didn't, you know, so I suppose they're the only two things I've got experience with. I don't know what it's like if you don't pay your bill for British Gas, but, I don't think it's all guns blazing in a week, actually. So, I don't know. It hasn't really been my week when it comes to finances. I keep thinking, no, I've had these two things. Can I have something else that says, I'm sorry, we've underpaid you, even if it's by £10. Can I please have it? It would make my day. Yes, it would absolutely make my day. Anyway, that's all that about that. Apart from that, in other news, Connor's at work, Obi's at work, Ronan and I are here. Not got any plans for the day, really. So, on that note, I think I will go and put the kettle on. It's quite an unacceptable time. I had to wait to speak to someone on the HMRC tax helpline or whatever it is. Probably about 3/4 of an hour, and it's not free. And my phone, I did it on my landline, and it doesn't go on the loudspeaker. You can't put it on speaker. If you can, we don't know how to do it. So I have to sit there with it to my ear, and can't even go off and do anything else. I did listen to a couple of audio boos while I was waiting, which did pass the time, so I was thankful that I didn't use my phone, my mobile, but... Anyway, I hope you're all having a good weekend, and sorry for my rant. I don't very often do it, but... These people, they... I sometimes wonder if they do it on purpose. So that, you know, they make it... I know I don't want to be spoon-fed, but, you know, like a reminder, your tax form is now due or whatever. Please complete it before, or and you know, and with the outcome, what the result would be, because no one wants to have to pay that kind of money back. So, if you get that and you see that, then you're going to pay it. You're going to sort it out. Sometimes I just wonder if they do it purposely so that you miss the first letter or you some people they might ignore it. Then, you know, that's it. You've got to pay it back. I don't know. I haven't got a very high opinion of these organisations or departments or whatever they are, and I think they do everything to either get the money back somehow, or they don't advertise that you can claim stuff, and so a lot of people don't even know they can claim things, and no one ever tells them because, you know, it's better that way than they don't have to pay out so much money, and that might be a simplified version of it, but. I don't know. I don't think they make it. I don't think that they don't make a lot of effort to ensure that people know what they're supposed to do. You know, they send out one thing. What if it goes missing? What if it goes astray? You know, what if something happens and you didn't get it? Then what? Oh, great. You know, here you are having to pay back £1,200 when you're not able to work. Because you've got a life-threatening health condition and a terrible shock. I mean, I'm not joking. When I burst out crying when Obi read it out to me, I was so upset. I could not stop crying. And he couldn't deal with it. He said, for goodness sake, you ring them up first and speak to them. And I said, well, I know what they're like. Once they say you owe them money, you owe them money. And you really, really... It's very unlikely that you will be able to get out of that. The HMRC are very, very strict. They're not an empathetic body. They don't care about people's circumstances. They don't take that into account. It doesn't matter. That's how I've always found them, because there was a situation. I used to have a joint claim with my ex-husband, and there was a situation back in the beginning of 2007 when we first split up that they wrote to us and said that they'd overpaid us. Now, I don't know. I think there was a lot at that time. They made a lot of mistakes with people's claims. It was all in the news, you know, people having to pay back thousands of pounds. Now, we had to pay back £1,600 between us. And because we'd just split up... you know, we paid half each, and I hadn't got the money to pay £800 in one go like that. So I had set up a direct debit for £10, and it took me years to pay it. And I finished paying for it, I don't know if it was 2 or 3 years ago now. It was this time of year, I remember. I think it was 2 years ago I finished paying it. And, that's why I said, oh no, you know, not again. And then I was thinking, if it's something to do with Ronan's course, this is what really upset me. That was only up till the 6th of April, the end of the tax year, or the 5th of April. So then he was still in college until July, and I actually still receive payments up until the end of August because that's the way they do things. So I said, next year's tax, when next year's end of tax year comes, I'm going to have another lot of £1,200 or thereabouts. That's what was really upsetting me. At least I know it's not that now, that wouldn't happen again, because I'll next year be right on the ball with filling in the forms. But that's what was really upsetting me. The thought that this wasn't it, that I was going to have double of it. You know, and I was saying, well, you know, the course, it says it's full time. I did it in all, you know, good faith. But they do check up on these things sometimes, and that's what I thought would happen. So I'm thankful that that isn't the case, because at least that means it's only that one half a year. But the awful thing about it is it was so avoidable. And if they make me pay it, that's just... It just seems so unfair. That debt's probably going to outlive me. Anyway, let's not go down that route. Let's keep cheerful. I'm trying to forget about it now. I'll just forget about it until their decision comes through. And we'll see what they say. I don't expect them to let me off at all, so I will dispute it, because I do think it's unfair. I do really think it is unfair. For so many reasons, not just because I can't see and I've got kidney disease. It's unfair at so many levels. You know, the reason you're given these tax credits is because you're on a low income and you're struggling. And then, you know, for some stupid bureaucratic red tape crap, you have to pay it back. Now, how does that make any sense? You know, if you were rolling in money, you wouldn't be getting it in the first place. How is it fair? It's not. And that's why I will dispute it. If I, you know, if we were absolutely raking it in now, if Obi had a regular job that paid good money, I'd say, oh, okay, let's just pay it back. I would, because I like to do everything properly. You know, and if I think I really owes money, then I would pay it back. I'm not one of these people that would wipe off debt. Because I can. I will pay it back, because if I incurred it, then that's only right that I should pay it back. But I don't feel that I really should have to pay this back at all. I just think it was a mistake somewhere along the line. Either I didn't get the letter, or for some reason I didn't read the letter. And, you know, I think that's a really heavy penalty to have to pay. £1,200, it's not like it's £200. That would be bad enough. He was reading the letter and he was saying, the amount is shown below. And I was going, how much is it? How much? He's thinking, oh, if it's about £500, I should go mad. And he said, £1,100. I went, oh! Anyone would think the world had ended. Anyway. I'm coming out and talking about it on here, if anybody wants to listen, is because the reason being, I know it's personal stuff, I don't really normally talk about my personal finances on a public platform at all, but I just want other people to avoid this. You know, if you ever, you know, get anything from them, don't put it aside, don't say, oh, I'll look at it later, or just be aware what can happen. If you don't play ball with them, even if it's not deliberately, which mine wasn't deliberate at all. I mean, anyone in their right mind, I mean, they must know that anyone in their right mind is not going to do that. That there must be some reason why they didn't complete the forms. I usually do it over the phone. When I get the letter, I ring up and complete it over the phone, and that's fine. Anyone in their right mind would not do that. So... I think that they jump on it. Yes, we can get this money back. Anyway, I've gone on enough about it, I think. I'm going to go and make myself some tea. I don't know. Anyway, I'll speak to you all soon, and I'm not going to say any more, but I'll let you know when the decision is made and what happens, just out of interest. And sorry for the rant, but I think it was probably justified, and you didn't have to listen, so thank you if you did, and I'll speak to you soon.